Recording 45.
You will hear two students talking about their university studies. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26.
Oh, hi, George. How's it going?
Hi, Martina. It's going well. How about you? How's university life?
Well, it's great. Apart from the studying, of course.
Yeah, me too. What are you studying? I seem to remember that you were going to do art. That was your best subject, wasn't it?
No, not really. I just liked the teacher. He was French and had an amazing accent. My favourite subject was history, but I couldn't see what career that would give me.
Ah, right. So what did you choose?
Well, I found it really difficult to decide. I was really good at science, but I must admit, I never really enjoyed studying it. So, in the end, I decided to opt for English, which was my second favourite subject, and I thought it would be more useful to me than studying anything else. So, that's what I'm doing. How are you finding university?
Well, it's a bit of a challenge, I suppose.
Are you finding it difficult?
Well, some of it. I'm doing mechanical engineering, which is really interesting, but it covers quite a lot of areas, like materials science, machine design, physics, and of course mechanics. And they're all fine, but it's maths that I'm struggling with. It's a lot harder than it was at school.
I can believe it. It all sounds very difficult to me. But then I never was very good at mechanical things. I suppose it must involve some practical work.
Well, not at the moment. Currently, it's nearly all theory, so it's a bit heavy going.
I guess you need to start with that so that you can get a grasp of the concepts and learn a few facts before you start putting it into practice. It must be a lot different to the course that I'm taking.
Yes, but in a few weeks we'll be having a lot more practical experience. In fact, I've got a great assignment this term, working on jet engines, which means I'll be going on a few field trips to a nearby airport.
Oh, that's great. It sounds like you're going to be very busy.
Yes, I'm not sure how I'm going to cope with the work. We have a lot of lectures, and that's fine. The lecturers are very knowledgeable, and I learn a lot from them. But we also have a lot of seminars, and I find, with so many people expressing their views, it can get quite frustrating. It would be better if we didn't have so many of those.
Yes, it's the same for me.
Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
How are the students at your place?
Well, I haven't really met anyone yet. They all seem a bit quiet.
Perhaps they're working hard. Mm. They don't appear to be very studious here, but they are very friendly. I must say, I've been doing a lot of sitting around and chatting over the last week or so.
Well, that's good. The only person I've spoken to, really, is my tutor. He's very approachable and seems to understand how difficult it can be starting university.
It's good to have someone you can talk to, and he may help you meet other students.
Actually, that doesn't bother me. I'm bound to get to know some people sooner or later. It's more a question of finding out what I need to do, where to go and so on. I hope he can help me with that.
Oh, I would have thought so. Well, we certainly have a lot of work ahead of us. It seems like a long time, doesn't it? Studying for 3 years.
Yes, it does. But I'm sure it'll go quickly. You know, I'm really dreading the first assessment.
Yes. For the course I'm doing, we have to hand our first one in at the end of next month.
Really? So, have you got the topic yet?
No, but we'll get it soon. I'm not sure how much we have to write yet. Not too much, I hope.
I know what you mean. And it's hard to study, especially where I am now.
Oh, where are you living?
I'm living in a hall of residence. I thought that would be a good idea, as there'd be a lot of people around. But I'm finding it a bit noisy. I can see that I'm going to have problems when I really need to get down to some work.
So, I guess you need to be somewhere on your own then?
Yes. Well, I do like to have some people around me, so I'd prefer to live with a family somewhere, in a house not too far from the university.
Well, good luck with that.
Yes, thanks. And good luck to you as well. Oh, I have to dash now. I've another lecture in 10 minutes. Bye for now.
Bye.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.